This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Srinagar today for a two-day visit to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. During his visit, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects worth more than 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Our correspondent reports that the visit will draw global attention, with its highlight being a yoga program to be organized in Srinagar on the occasion of 10th International Yoga Day tomorrow. Around 7,000 people are expected to attend tomorrow's yoga sessions at the Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Complex located on the banks of world-famous Dal Lake in Srinagar. In Bihar, the Patna High Court today struck down the state government's decision to hike the reservation for backward classes from 50 to 65% in government jobs and educational institutions. A division bench of Chief Justice K. Vinod Chandran and Justice Harish Kumar had reserved its judgment on 11th March this year after hearing a bunch of writ petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the increase in the quota from 50% to 65%. On the other hand, the Jharkhand government has taken decision for a comprehensive caste-based survey in the state. This decision was taken at cabinet meeting, which was chaired by the Chief Minister Champai Soren. Mr. Soren has instructed the personnel department to draft a standard operating procedure for conducting the survey. A Delhi court today reserved order on the bail plea of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case connected to the alleged liquor policy scam. Vacation Judge Nyay Bindu of Rouse Avenue Courts reserved the order after Additional Solicitor General S. V. Raju, appearing for the Enforcement Directorate ED, concluded submissions on behalf of the probe agency. The court also reserved order on Kejriwal's application to allow his wife to join proceedings through virtual mode when he is examined by the medical board. In Tamil Nadu, 35 people died and more than 100 are undergoing treatment at various hospitals following a huge tragedy in Kallakurichi. Those who fell ill after consuming spurious liquor yesterday have been hospitalized at various hospitals in Kallakurichi, Salem and Jipmer in Puducherry. The accused bootlegger has been arrested and 200 litres of illicit liquor has been seized from him and sent for examination. Tamil Nadu government has announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees for the bereaved families and 50,000 rupees for those who are under treatment at the various government hospitals. As people in the national capital and other parts of the northern India continue to reel under intense heat wave, Delhi's Safdarjung Hospital has reported 13 deaths related to heat-related illnesses, HRI, in the last 24 hours. The hospital has also reported 33 HRI-related cases of hospitalizations. Delhi's RML Hospital had reported 9 deaths till yesterday. Other major hospitals in the city have also reported a spike in the HRI cases. The Health Ministry yesterday issued an advisory for state health departments asking them to ensure preparedness and timely response in the face of above normal maximum temperatures causing heat-related illnesses. The India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate intensity rain and gusty winds in many places in the national capital region today. It said heatwave conditions will abate in the upcoming few days with the incoming monsoon and thunderstorm conditions in northwest, east and central India. Several parts of Mumbai and its suburbs have been witnessing incessant rainfall since last night. Mumbai witnessed nearly 20 mm, the eastern suburb witnessed over 29 mm, and the western suburbs witnessed more than 59 mm of rain between yesterday and today morning. In T20 Cricket World Cup, the inaugural champions India will take on Afghanistan at the Kensington Oval in Bridgetown, Barbados this evening. Akashvani will broadcast live commentary of India and Afghanistan match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.